Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me, Dayton Kane, and Rose Gray, the tan beauty. Man, are you tan.
Can you
okay, there
me
we
now?
Go.
Yeah, a little much maybe. I've just peeled a few pieces off of my nose before I came in. So
a 2-week vacation will do that
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, yeah. So 10 days in fabulous Jamaica. And we talked a lot last time about 2 weeks ago when I was on with Andrea from the destination about the villa complex that we stayed
yeah.
at. And certainly... love it. It's always good when you're traveling companions, including Mr. Gray, who absolutely loves Jamaica and this particular villa complex, is all on board with the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's a lot nicer that way. But anybody that wants to know more about that trial, TRYALLclub.com, 2,200 acres, 80 plus privately owned villas. If anybody wants any more information about a particular villa, between myself and Andrea, we've probably seen about 60% of the villas.
Okay.
Taken villa tours or gone up and actually asked guests or owners if we could see the property, that kind of a thing. My email is rgray, G-R-A-Y, at foxworldtravel.com. I am more than happy to discuss that and help you pick which villa might be best for your family. But what I really wanted to focus on today, being that this is Mother's Day weekend,
yes.
is how important multi-generational travel is to my family. And Dayton, you can
speak to it too.
Yeah, it's just very important. And I think the pandemic made that even a more real option for people, that you do want to spend some quality time with your family. And that's what that trip, and we do that biannually, so every other year we go to that particular villa complex, how important that is for our family and watching them grow up with travel.
Yeah. And what you just said there, quality time is the key. You get so busy in daily life, and you may see your kids or your grandkids, but you're off doing something, you're running here, you're doing that. When you can go and just spend 7 days, 10 days together, and there's not much else to do except hang around and be with each other, it's a great thing.
It absolutely is. And we're very well-versed in that at Fox World Travel. We also highly recommend you involving the participants. So this isn't just the matriarch and the patriarch making a decision, but everybody collaborating and coming together and say, what do we want to do on our next vacation? What adventures should we enjoy together? What do we all love to do? So in our case, it was golf and pickleball in addition to the fabulous weather and that kind of thing. And I never made it mandatory that anybody play 7 a.m. pickleball, but I had a court almost every day reserved for 7 a.m. And even people that I thought weren't going to get up and maybe had a late night or was a teenage kid that didn't want to get up, and they did. And I never had to crack a whip. I never had to say, I said, the court's available at 7 a.m. I'll be there. Anybody want to join me? Come on along.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, it's great when you can do it with the family. We throw in aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters. We have like a big group that goes, and it's a ton of fun. So if you haven't done that yet, we suggest trying it.
I'm an advocate for
yeah,
it. I really
awesome.
Am. And again, we've got people that can help you with that. We've got ideas. We do a little bit of probing and questioning and asking qualifying questions. What do you like to do when you're on vacation? What does your family like to do? What are you hoping to get from this experience? How much time do you want to spend together? You know, like, is a cruise the right thing? Is everybody going to go off in a million directions during the day? And then maybe you have an agreement that everybody dines together so that you do have that quality time. Whatever it might be, whatever works for your family, that's what we want to help you with.
All right. Rose Gray is back. We'd love to hear from you today. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. With it being Mother's Day tomorrow, I thought maybe Andrea would be here with you.
The
show together.
I decided, since you did such a great job of stepping in when everybody else was at the pool and she and I had to go away into one of the private bedrooms for an hour, that I said, I'll give you the day off.
Awesome.
So.
All right. Love to hear from you. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
This is a mom song if I've ever heard it.
Yeah.
Isaac. Nicely done. Happy Mother's Day to you, everyone. And Rose Gray, you're a mom.
I'm
so
a mom.
Happy Mother's Day
Thank
to you.
Thank you.
We just got a text from somebody.
Yeah, we did. So our good friend and colleague and fill-in host, Colleen, is back from South Africa.
Oh, man, that trip looked amazing.
If you are not following Fox World Travel on some social platform, you should be doing it.
Yeah.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, we're everywhere. She posted some incredible, Colleen Allsburg just got back from South Africa, and she posted some amazing photographs. And she texted us to let us know she's up and listening. I think what we'll do is we'll give her 1 week off, and maybe we'll have her on next week, have her call in and just give us a little update on how South Africa was. Again, if this doesn't inspire you to possibly do something like that in your lifetime, then I guess you don't really, I don't know, you don't have a soul. No, that's wrong. But I'm just telling you, this is just, I've actually had an opportunity to go to South Africa four times, and I don't recall. I looked back at some of my photographs, and they were beautiful, but Colleen's photographs and a couple of her guests' photographs were outstanding. And she did see the big five. When you go with a reputable company that we outsource our African safaris with, they're going to do everything in their power to make sure you see the big five.
So what's that? Lions,
elephant,
zebra?
Zebra is not one. Wild buffalo,
giraffe?
Water buffalo, giraffe is not one of them. Leopard.
Really? Leopard.
That's the most elusive one. Oh. And hippo.
Oh, and hippo.
Yep.
Huh. Okay.
So,
yeah, she saw all that more.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
And she saw a cheetah. Now, on my last trip, we saw a cheetah, and they couldn't get over how incredibly rare our experience was with that. And then she also did a river cruise on the Zambezi, which I have done as well. And that's a whole different, same animals, but different experience, different environment. And then we are probably for the foreseeable future when we do Africa, good included Victoria Falls, because why would you not do Victoria Falls when you're that close?
Does Fox World Travel typically do Africa once a year, once every other year?
I would say every other year, So we were a little behind the eight ball because of the pandemic, but we will keep doing that. But I'm telling you, when we have this kind of response to something like South Africa, and we can typically only take 20 people on those exotic trips like that.
Sure.
You can only hold that much space and that kind of thing. And I don't want to be that person that keeps teasing you, but I probably will. Once we've got Colleen and I are just now back again in the group department, and our group team has been putting some amazing things together, and they wanted to wait till the band was all back together again before we made some radical announcements.
Okay.
And they're coming, and you're going to be blown away by some of the things that we're going to be offering next year.
All right.
Yep.
FoxWorldTravel.com is the website. If you're ever looking to do anything travel-wise, fill out the form there, start there, send it in. They'll direct you to the right person because you guys have specialists throughout the company.
We really do. And again, we're not the kind of company where we work on commission or something like that, where I'm going to take this call, this inquiry, this potential sale, regardless of whether or not I can really handle it. Somebody's going to look at this and go, oh, Japan, we've got somebody for that. That's not me. I want to learn about Japan. I want to maybe ride along with the whole experience, but I'm going to put this in the hands of one of our experts. And
right.
So we, you know, certainly our travel advisors are well versed in the likes of Riviera Maya, Caribbean, Mexico, river cruising. Everybody's on board with river cruising in our company. Alaska, those kinds of things. But when it comes to something a bit more unique, if somebody really did want to delve into a South African safari or Kenya or an Amazon river cruise or something like that, the person who gets that inquiry on the phone or via an online inquiry might say, you know what? I know a little bit about this, but there's somebody in this company that knows a lot about this and is a subject matter expert, and I'm going to put you in touch with that person.
Which is a huge benefit.
Yep.
We had a conversation about Costa Rica, and we learned so many things in the first 15 minutes of that phone call that we didn't know because we had a specialist from Fox World Travel who had just been there, knew all about it, knew exactly what, when we described what we wanted to accomplish. And there, again, this is that big family trip we're looking to.
Yeah.
We have considerations. You know, some of us want to go do the crazy, I want to walk across a bridge, across a canyon, I want to zip line in a jungle. Others want to sit at the resort and do nothing. Like, so we had to figure out where's the best spot. You know, there's more to it than just we want to go here.
Yep, exactly. And again, sometimes people think our probing questions are a bit personal, but there's a reason for that. Right. We certainly don't want to send somebody who is not going to be happy on that vacation. And we can't, of course, you got 20 people, there are going to be a number of different wants, likes, and needs, and we're going to try to meet all of those. And again, sometimes we can do that very easily with one suggestion. A cruise would be perfect for you, or this destination would be perfect for you. And then again, we have to take into everybody's physical requirements and everybody's abilities and that kind of thing. I don't know. Is an 88-year-old person going to go ziplining? Maybe, but maybe not. And what is that 88-year-old person going to do while half the group or more goes off on the ziplining adventure? Right. Not sit around and wait. Let's figure out what we can do for everybody.
Yeah, yep. And that's why travel, you don't call yourselves travel agents anymore.
Yeah.
What's the term?
Travel advisors.
Advisors. That's why you use an advisor, because they have that experience and they can tell you exactly what you need. And we can tell you right now what you need if you call the Old National Bank Talk and Text line. Let's talk travel. 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Mostly cloudy, some showers, 64 near the lake, 72 inland today. Brewers and Kansas City Royals at American Family Field, 6:10 pitch tonight. It is Star Wars night, and WTMJ sponsoring a Luke Skywalker bobblehead giveaway. So that should be a fun thing to add to the shelf of bobbleheads if you got one.
Well, and I'm going tomorrow so I can get my little wristlet. Mothers get wristlets tomorrow.
Mother's Day baseball game.
A little multi-generational baseball tomorrow, which is my second favorite thing to do besides going on vacation. So.
Awesome. So Rose Gray is back after being gone 1 week. You were on the phone the week before that.
Yes. And then again, I should say thanks to Diane and Alana for filling in.
They did a great job.
And you know what? It's hard to convince people to do this because it's a bit intimidating. Not that you're intimidating, Dayton.
I'm not saying that.
Isaac is certainly not intimidating, but it's just that coming down to the avenue, and getting in and getting, you know, if you haven't, some of these people haven't been here yet that have filled in for me in the past. They're used to going to Capitol Drive. So Lots of newness, but Diane and Alana were up to the task, and I thank them very much because Andrea and I couldn't travel on multi-generational trips. If Colleen is gone, we're cooked, right?
Right. so having them was great. It worked out great.
Great.
We do have a text here from Connie in Manitowoc. Says, thank you, Fox World Travel, and your show. You have brought travel, happiness, and great memories to many people.
Oh, that's so
sweet. A little
sweet.
Sunshine on a dreary day.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Connie. So let's talk about Fox World Travel. You guys, we already talked about the group travel that you do. We know that. We do business travel's a big thing, right? Is that coming back now? Because for a while it died, right?
Yeah.
Because COVID?
Very much so. And again, being that we're as flexible a company as we are and diverse, because we have the vacation travel and the business travel and the meetings and incentives division, we can kind of rely on one of those to hold the other up. As it were. And right now, business travel is coming back stronger than ever. If you are ever even considering possibly working at Fox World Travel, you don't have to be a travel consultant, a travel advisor to work at Fox World Travel. Under Why Fox, you will see careers, and there are IT positions open and accounting positions open and HR positions open, and there's lots and lots and lots of ways that you can work at the wonderful company that I have come to love through these years at Fox World Travel. And again, one of the beautiful things about Fox is such room and opportunities for growth and development and change. I mean, we've got people that started out in accounting department that decided they did want to learn how to be a travel advisor. And we have new to industry classes that we promote on this particular website all the time. And we just got finished with one. The people that were in that class are on the phones now. After being in an instructional mode for a while. So it's It's a great career. It's a wonderful company, and we're growing. I'm telling you, if the airports that I've experienced throughout 2023, now remember, I was in Antarctica, so that means I traveled to South America in January. Then I did Australia, New Zealand in February. Then I did Mexico, where I had to make a connection in Dallas in March. And then we did Jamaica in April. The airports are packed.
Yeah.
Packed. Customs lines like I've never seen before. And they are running into the same kind of problems that everybody's running into. TSA officers are hard to come by. Some of the food venues are not open at these airports because they can't get people to work. So again, it's very important that we keep our composure and make sure that we've got some patience and some grace when it comes to what it's like to travel these days, because it's This summer is going to be predicting is going to break all records of people going through TSA this summer.
Everybody was pent up for 2 years. They're ready to go. Yeah. They had the money because they didn't spend it on that trip, and they want to get somewhere different than where they've been for the last 3 years. So
yeah.
We do have a bunch of phone calls lined up here. We will get to those when we come back. He's in, and we're going to go a minute early here to the WTMJ Breaking News Center to Finn Askin. Good morning, Finn.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Indeed it is. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Thank you for joining us. We do have a lot of calls coming in, so let's get to those. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Let's go over to Ethan in Portage. Good morning, Ethan. What's your question? Hello,
Ethan. My wife and I are...
Go ahead.
My wife and I, hello?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. My wife and I are heading to Italy for the first time in September of this year. And we had a couple of questions. We're doing a 10-day cycling trip. And we're going to be about an hour south of Pisa. I'm going to butcher the name, but it's Marina di Castagneto Carducci.
Okay.
And so we're wondering, one, you know, when, in your opinion, is the best time to start looking for flights? And then the second one is we do this 10-day cycling trip. It starts on a Wednesday, so we're thinking of going, like, the weekend before. So we have a couple of days to recover for jet lag and everything and get ready. And we're wondering if you have any recommendations as to where might be the best place to fly into and, you know, a couple of kind of day trips ahead of time that might be good things to do.
Yes. Yeah, so are you flying out of like Milwaukee or Chicago? Is that what you're hoping to do?
Yeah, we're figuring probably Chicago that we'll fly out of.
Okay. And then are you hoping to do any additional Rome type sightseeing, or you just want to kind of stay in the area?
One of the things we were considering was maybe flying into Rome and spending a couple of days there doing some sightseeing and then heading over to where we're going to be on the Mediterranean coast.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would do, actually. I mean, it's a shame to go to Italy and not see Rome. And if you've got a couple of spare days, that's exactly what I would suggest. You can get probably a nice nonstop flight out of Chicago to Rome. Trains are super easy to use in Italy, so getting around there is not going to be a problem. When you do Rome, I would definitely recommend getting that Vatican pass before you get there, because it's the saddest thing I've ever seen when we pull up with a motor coach full of guests and we've got VIP go to the head of the line type passes, and there's people that did not purchase their tickets in advance, and the queue around the Vatican is blocks and blocks and blocks long, and that hurts my heart when I see these people that didn't make those kind of arrangements. The Colosseum is something to go see for sure. It's just an easy city to spend a couple days. Very, very easy. Then you get on a train and you'll have no problem getting down to Pisa whatsoever.
Okay, great.
Yep. And so after you're finished with your cycling trip, this is a company that's going to provide the bikes and all that kind of stuff. Then they drop you off, and then you basically can fly home. Is that the deal?
Yeah, they do have, the trip includes transportation if you fly into Pisa.
Okay.
But we've kind of gone back and forth about whether, you know, we were thinking about just doing Rome and getting there a few days ahead of time anyhow.
Yep, I just think that makes sense, yeah. And then afterwards, you're going to wrap things up and just fly home from that point on. You're like not going to hit Florence or any of that kind of stuff, or is that part of your biking trip?
Unfortunately, at that point, we'll probably just have to come home.
Okay, but that's okay because Italy's not. It's not just a once in a lifetime trip. That's a very long, narrow country, and when people try to get so much of it in a short period of time, that also is kind of sad. So I think you're doing it right. You're getting at least the Rome experience, I would do, and then go on down, do your bike trip, and think about what you're going to do the next time.
All right, great. And do you have any suggestions as far as when's the best time to start looking for airline tickets?
You know, what I would do is I would just start looking now. And if nothing's changed and you just keep seeing like $1,100 or $1,300 and you're getting closer and closer and it's not changing, you probably want to purchase it. The thing about going on these kinds of trips where you've got pre-planned tours already booked is you don't have a lot of flexibility as far as your dates are concerned. So once you kind of got that locked in, just keep watching. If things don't change, I would say easily by July, you probably got to pull the trigger on that one and buy those tickets.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thanks for the call. Great questions, Ethan. Enjoy your weekend. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Let's go to Marianne in Caledonia. Good morning, Marianne. What's your question?
Good morning. I would be interested in knowing what Rose would suggest in terms of cash and where you get cash. In countries like Switzerland and Italy, where credit cards are widely used for most purchases, there's still a need for some cash, euros or Swiss francs or whatever. So where do you go? Do you go to ATMs, banks? Is there another source?
Yep. So what I typically do is I try to get currency in advance for the country that I'm going to arrive in. And again, you mentioned Switzerland and they don't use euros. So I might even consider getting a couple $100 worth of euros and maybe $100 worth of Swiss francs. Most major banks and credit unions now offer that service to you, that you can get those in advance. Some of them do not charge their customers a fee, and some do have a small fee of about around $8 to make that happen. The last time I ordered euros from my bank, I got them in 3 days, and it was not a problem. The other thing you can do is there's a company that will Federal Express them to you. It's called Travelex. You can go on their website and you can go right order currency and they'll send it to you. I don't like showing up with zero money. You can get money at like a Thomas Cook exchange at the airport, but if you're traveling with others, especially if you're traveling with a group and you've got to break off and go stand in the line to go do a currency exchange, sometimes you're making people wait for you, which I I'm never a fan of. So, and then yes, ATMs are prevalent throughout Europe. They're very easy to use. Lots of times they will give you a language choice, and most often English is among those languages. And so you can use your debit card, your ATM card, very easily throughout Europe if you do find yourself running low on cash.
And Travelex, by the way, is EX. So TravelEX is the website you're looking for.
Okay. Yep. And then, like I said, that's a very reputable company that you can also do that in advance. But again, 10 years ago, a few major banks offered currency and not all credit unions, and that now almost every financial institution is going to offer you the opportunity to order currency, foreign currency.
Okay, that's very helpful. I have one other very short question, and that has to do with the wait lines when you're returning to the U.S. through Chicago and you do not have global entry.
Yep.
I know it's going to be terrible, but I'd like to. I'm in my 80s, and so I'd like to have some sense of what I'm in for in terms of returning through Swiss Air to the U.S.
So again, it's really dependent upon how many flights are arriving at the same time you're arriving. If you happen to be coming in and there are on a day that not a lot of international flights are arriving at the same time, your wait could be relatively short. I will tell you this, as we were coming through customs just a week ago today, we did have a family member who definitely has some mobility issues. And we said, hey, we're just going to fly through. You take your time. We're all going to meet on the other side of the baggage claim area anyway. So don't worry about it. She got her cane out. And as soon as somebody saw her with her cane, they immediately put her in an expedited line. And she got through before we did. So just if you have a little fold up cane, that might not be such a bad idea.
I could find one. Absolutely. That is a great, great suggestion. Yes, I appreciate that very, very much.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you,
and keep on traveling. That's all I got to say. Thank you so much for your call.
Oh, that's my plan. Thank you, Rose.
Thanks, Marianne. Goodbye. Have a good weekend. The Old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. Jane from Tosa has been so patient, and we need to have her wait a little bit longer. We need to take a break. When we come back, more of your calls and texts. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Happy Mother's Day weekend to you. Hopefully you have something nice planned for Mom tomorrow. At least a card. Minimum, right?
Yeah, and homemade stuff is so great.
Homemade cards are even better because cards these days are like $6.99, $10 for a card.
I was sitting at my grandson's baseball game the other day, and the lady behind me said, I just went to the store and dropped $50 on Mother's Day cards.
Insane.
I was like, what?
It's insane. All right, let's get to the phones. The Old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. Jane, thank you for being so patient calling in from Tosa. What's your question today?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I have a group of, there's just four of us, and we have been wanting to go to Egypt for the past 2 years. And we're all getting a little older, and we think we have to do it this year because two things. We're all still ambulatory, and our spouses are all okay enough to leave. well, I mean, not forever. But we've been putting... Well, you have to think of these things. So anyway, we really wanted, we've been waiting for 2 years to plan this because the Gem Museum keeps promising to open. We've decided that even if it doesn't open, I guess we're going to go this year. But do you have any idea, or actually in 2024, but do you have any idea if that new wonderful museum is going to really open?
Okay. Our sources say the late 23. I have heard November of 23. And your call could not be better. And I don't mean to be this person who continually teases the listeners.
She's a big tease.
But I'm telling you right now, you are going to want to be listening next week, Saturday, because there's an announcement coming that you might be interested in.
Oh,
yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
Well, we just decided, I guess it's going to be time. And since most of us were interested in going to Egypt before we even really realized that museum was going to get close after what, 20 years they've been working on it or whatever.
Yep.
But, well, great. I will listen then. We're interested like in a river land trip. We don't want to extend to Israel and Petra because we've all been there.
Yep.
So just Egypt only.
Okay. You stay tuned. You are going to be very excited next week, Saturday, because we've got something on the horizon, and it would fit the bill. And we should tell everybody too, Jane, when Jane mentions the Gem Museum, that's the Grand Egyptian Museum that has been supposed to be opening what, Jane, for like 4 years?
Oh, more.
More. More. Yeah. It's crazy. So when I went in 18, already artifacts and things were starting to be moved out of the old museum. And we went past the new museum, but knew it wasn't going to be open. And then 19, it was supposed to open. And then, of course, 20, it was supposed to open. And so Colleen just took a group to Egypt this past October, and we anticipated it would be open for that trip, and it was not. So it has to open. There can't be anything left in the old museum. They've moved everything. So,
well, that's what we were concerned about, because even going to the old museum, we thought, well, what are we going to see?
Exactly.
You know, probably the King Tut Museum, or, yeah. You know, is about, might be left, but who knows?
Exactly.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I look forward
all right.
to next Saturday. And
stay
if
tuned.
If you have any questions, of course, we will call Fox.
That you got it. Thank
thanks,
you.
Jane. Thanks for the call. It happens every Saturday at 9 a.m., the Fox World Travel Show. One segment coming up left. We do have Peter and Diane on the phones. We'll get to them. And we thank you for listening this Saturday morning to WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma Brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Only 5 minutes left, and we're going to try to get to these. There's a ton of texts. If we don't get to you, we'll be back next week. We'll take them again. Rose, have you been to Ixtapa? How would you compare it to Riviera Maya and Puerto Vallarta?
Yeah, so this March, I spent 2 weeks in Ixtapa, and the previous year, I had been there as well. We stay in a kind of a villa complex that's between Ixtapa and Zihuatanejo. So just like Riviera Maya, where there's like a stretch of city. So you remember you fly into Cancun and yep. then you're going to see like Puerto Morales first and then Playa del Carmen and you go to Tulum and you go down that whole big strip. And then in Puerto Vallarta, kind of the same thing. You fly in, there's the main city, there's the marina, and then there's this Nuevo Vallarta, which is they're now calling Riviera Nayarit, and then you go up. So that's all very spread out. This is technically in Ixtapa, two areas. Ixtapa and then Zihuatanejo. Zihuatanejo used to be a little fishing village. It is no longer a little fishing village. It is the primary big city, if you will. And then in Ixtapa, there is a lovely, lovely beach, but the resort area is short and small.
Okay.
So there are some decisions to be made as to whether or not you're going to stay actually in Ixtapa, because there's only five, six, seven good all-inclusives that you can choose from there, or you want to really immerse yourself in the Mexican culture and stay in Ixtapa. And again, working with one of our advisors, they can sort through all of that with you.
All right. Let's go to Peter in Brookfield. Good morning, Peter. What's your question?
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
I'm just thinking, looking for something in the fall to go to in Europe, like late September, October, I don't know, Portugal or something. Something that the weather would be still decent. Already been to a few of the countries over there. And then how soon do I need to worry about airfare?
Yeah, Portugal and Spain would be an excellent choice. I love that whole area because they're harvesting grapes and that's when they're harvesting olives and that kind of thing. You can also get that very same experience if you do Italy. That's grape picking season and that's a fabulous. And if you look where they are located on a globe, you kind of follow along. They've got some pretty decent weather. We tend to travel a lot with our groups in September and October because the weather is still very, very favorable at that point in time. The French Riviera is another fabulous place to go during that time of the year. Most of the Europeans are finished with their holiday. And so that's a great place as well. So that whole section right there, so Portugal, Spain, Italy, and the south of France, that whole area has got superb weather and lower crowds at that time.
Okay. So if it's easy to just rent a car and kind of just be a little freeform, and if it's not too crowded that time, easier to not have to worry about booking hotels and stuff.
I would never go to Europe without my hotels booked in advance. I'm just that kind of neurotic person that needs to know that in advance. Also, you should know this. Okay. Driving in Italy is something that I would really think long and hard about. The train system there is superb. And if I was going to be traveling in Italy, I would use their rail system rather than rent a car.
How about Portugal?
Portugal, I would have no problem driving.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks, Peter. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620. We have like a minute to talk to Diane. Good morning, Diane. Quick question for Rose.
Good morning, Rose.
Hi.
I am thinking about taking my grandchildren, two of them. They're both 18. They'll be 19 and 22, I guess, or 21 next summer to Africa. Okay. We want to see animals.
Yep.
You know, maybe one village. When do I start? Is our summertime a good time to go? Because isn't that their winter time?
Yeah, so we typically do our safaris in Africa in the spring and in the fall, because exactly what you just said, they have opposite seasons. And so typically if you go in the summertime, that's sort of their off season. So as Colleen just got back in April, she left on the 29th of April and just got back on this trip. And then I've already done them in October. So that's probably April, May, and September, October are probably the two best times to do that kind of thing if you want good animal viewing. And then the other thing is to kind of decide where it is you want to go. Are you doing South Africa? Are you going to do Kruger National? Is that kind of where you want to do your game drives, or what is it exactly that you're looking for? But we've got people on staff. The best thing to do is foxworldtravel.com, go to the contact us button, put all that information in an inquiry, and let some expert, one of our subject matter experts, destination experts, reach out to you.
All right, Diane, thank you for that phone call. Foxworldtravel.com, as you just mentioned, 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Exactly. And again, you do not want to miss the Fox World Travel Show next week, Saturday, because there's going to be some big announcements coming.
Ooh,
that
I like
Colleen
it.
And I are all back in the United States of America, and we can all work together
all right.
again.
We'll be back 9 o'clock next Saturday. Thanks
Happy
for listening
Mother's
to the Fox
Day
World
to
Travel
everybody
Show.
Out there.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.